Truckers Forever by John Rappaport. February 9, 2022. The Canadian convoy of many, many trucks, now in Ottawa, and the many, many people supporting it, can't be written off as some strange breakout group. This is a popular movement. A wave. A reader suggested it's time for thousands of doctors and health workers, from all over the world, to step up to the plate and issue statements of strong support. Absolutely. Build the wave higher. Show the world what this is: freedom from government tyranny, freedom from a phony medical dictatorship. Imagine your life depends on a choice you make. The government is coming to save us. The truckers are coming to save us. Which way do you go? We trust the Trudeaus of this world. Or we trust the truckers. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country, but he that stands by it now, deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly, it is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Thomas Paine, December 13, 1776. Who embodies that statement? Trudeau or the truckers? Some credentialed sold-out medical quack who serves as a COVID advisor and public health bureaucrat, or the truckers? A demented fascist who demands vaccine passports, or the truckers? In the US, the FDA, about to approve the poisonous COVID vaccines for six-month-old babies, or the Canadian truckers? The numerous Canadian officials who are calling the truckers terrorists, or the truckers? The big tech censors of true COVID facts, or the truckers? Well, you see, it's true that in the US, the federal database contains more than a million reports of injuries from COVID vaccines, and it's true that this number is a gross understatement, but the solution is more vaccinations and more boosters. Do you trust the experts who are telling you that, or the truckers? Who should be in prison, Fauci or the truckers? If you have to point to a spot and say this is the hill we'll die on if we need to, who do you want on that hill, Bill Gates or the truckers? The US Department of Homeland Security has just issued a bulletin, Summary of Terrorism Threats to the Homeland, February 7, 2022. It's a classic piece of logic-dodging horseshit. The United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories, and other forms of misdis and malinformation, MDM, introduced and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence. Translation: we at DHS have the power. Private citizens are asserting their own power and freedom, so we have to discredit and silence them and call them terrorists. When we say they seek to undermine trust in government institutions, that's our inside joke. If we weren't the government, we wouldn't trust the government as far as we could throw it. Do you rely on DHS jokers or the truckers? Are you a totalitarian or do you want freedom? Would you rather cling to fascist authorities like barnacles, or stand up like humans alongside the truckers? Would you rather stay silent and hope for the best, or make your voice heard? Here is one solution: don't worry, everything is normal. It'll always be normal. Our only course of action is no action. Just wait around. The situation will resolve. Watch the news for updates. Stay calm. 2 months from now, everybody will forget about the truckers. Get tested. Take the vaccine and all the boosters. Earn your wellness passport. Worst case, if you wind up in the hospital after the shot, the doctors will take care of you. The surgeons are performing miracles these days. It's quite possible the most important indicator the vaccine is working is death. How do you like that solution? Let me clue you in on a secret. Shh. Behind the vaccine passport governments are forcing on people, there's a much older passport. It called card-carrying citizen. It indicates, I follow orders. I trust the experts. I do what everyone else does. I'm normal. No one can accuse me of stepping out of line. When a group breaks away from normal, I turn my back on them. That group must be wrong. If they're fighting for freedom, they're really wrong. I know that because I don't have freedom. Censor that group. Stop them. I'm already a card-carrying citizen, so earning my vaccine passport is easy for me. It confirms what I already am. Is that what you want to be, or do you want to support the truckers? Here's another secret we all know. We know it so well, it's become a cliché. Every single day, whether you make a choice or don't make a choice, you're making a choice. Truckers forever. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here. Follow John on Gab at John Rappaport.